Hey there, this is Jim Bovard for the Future Freedom Foundation. You know, I'm a nice guy. I mean, I try to get along with everybody, and well, at least I'm a reasonable guy. I mean, if you doubt that, just ask my editors. Maybe that's not a good idea either. So anyhow, that's the context that I need to give you to understand my latest clash with the TSA. As always, I was an innocent victim. So I was flying out of National Reagan Airport a while back, and usually when I fly, I opt out and chose to go for the pat-down instead of going through the whole-body nudie scanners, but I was kind of surly that morning, so I just figured, let's just make it simple. I'll just go through this stupid scanner. I did everything I was supposed to do. I emptied my pockets. I took off my boots. I put my cell phone in their little tray. Yeah. So, you know, these are really dumb machines because they miss about 95% of the bombs and smuggled weapons that testers get through them. But, you know, that's close enough for government work. Anyhow, so I go through the scanner and I figure I'm done with the BS for the day. And then I hear this guy, "Sir, you've triggered the alarm. We need to do an enhanced pat down." I'm thinking, says this bleary eyed, chunky 30-year-old TSA screener dude. He had a bunch of epaulets on his uniform on his shoulder, so he looked real respectable. "What do you mean?" I said. He pointed at a large video screen, which was the result of my scan, and it showed a huge yellow swath around my midriff, big enough to be four or five sticks of dynamite strapped to my stomach. I squinted at the screen, you know, and said, "What the heck?" And then I realized I'd forgotten to take off my belt buckle. Therefore, I was a terrorist suspect. Now, it was a normal garden variety belt buckle. I'm not a trucker. I'm not a cowboy. Just a little belt buckle. So I said, "Look, I'm willing to take the belt off and go through the scanner again." Nope, you can't do that. He then proceeded to list all the places he would have to pat down. And I flatter myself in many ways, but one of the areas he was going to pat down wasn't even close to where the screen highlighted. So I pointed at him and I said, "If you jam my groin, I'm going to file a complaint." This guy gets really nervous and he says, really flustered, he says to the nearby TSA brain trust, "I need a witness." I'm thinking, shit, you need a witness. I need the witness. So this 40-ish beefy TSA guy comes up wearing a white uniform, and he says he would watch the other TSA guy administer the supplemental pat-down. And I says, "If you guys are going to have a witness, then I should get my phone out and film this." He says, "It's already being filmed." So I say, "Well, does your video include audio capacity?" He says, "That's confidential security information." "Yeah, more like security theater," is what I said. And his response, anyhow, and so the guy in the white uniform says, "Sir, we can conduct this search in a private room if you prefer." I says, "Hell no, you don't have video tape to capture it there. Let's do it right here." Always a bad idea to go to a private room with the TSA because they can do anything that they want there. So the screener proceeds to jab and poke and stroke me here, and I raise my arms and yeah. It's a minor nuisance until he started jabbing my pelvic area. Now, it was a hell of a lot more than I liked, but wasn't nearly as bad as a TSA agent, a TSA screener in Portland, who tried to turn my family jewels into a pancake. Anyhow, this guy in DC was eventually satisfied, and then he announces, "I need to see your wallet." I say, "Do what?" I have to check your wallet." "Okay, all right." Now, it's unfair to claim that all TSA agents are thieves. Only about 500 have been fired for stealing from passengers. But still, it's just like, actually, there were probably a whole lot more, but TSA might have figured if it fired all the thieves, it might not be good for his image. Anyhow, so I hand the guy my wallet. He starts flipping through the dollar bills. Maybe he was checking to see if I had any Confederate currency. I don't know. Then he flips open a pocket and he starts pulling out each credit card. I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "People can carry knives disguised as credit cards," he says, like he was confiding a state secret. I says, "How does that compare with the steak knives the first class passengers get?" Huh? Anyhow, he eventually handed my wallet back to me with no dollar bills missing. He says, "Just one more thing. I need to see your palm." I said, "All right." So I flipped open my left hand. He pulls out a strip. He runs it across my palm. And then he looks intently and he says, "Announce that I could go." This was a test for explosive residue. This is a routine I know because I once triggered a TSA explosive alert when I was flying. It was my fault because I was flying with this well-known bomb ingredient. The glycerin and hand sanitizers sets off TSA bomb alerts. They have never caught a bomber, but the huge number of false alarms looks impressive on the agency's activity reports, proof that they're doing a great job of protecting travelers against bogus threats. Anyhow, so I passed the stupid palm test. I figured I was free to go. Naive. Just then, a young TSA yuckapuck walks up carrying my carry-on bag. He says, "Your bag triggered an alarm. We have to search it." I'm thinking, crock of. All right, okay. So I follow him to a special area, and he starts going through the bag. This is obviously another TSA full employment for knucklehead scheme. He starts going through this. He starts going through that, and then this aspiring Sherlock Holmes reached in and pulled out the grave danger to safe aviation, and he announces, "You aren't allowed to take cigar cutters on the flight." And I said, "Look, TSA website explicitly says cigar cutters are allowed." He says, "No, you aren't allowed to take this on board," he says solemnly. I said, "TSA and other airports never protested that." "We have strict rules here. It doesn't matter what the rules are at other airports." So I says, "What harm could it do?" He says, "It has a sharp edge." So, okay, fine. Take the damn cigar cutter. So I was done. I took my bag and muttered and wandered off to the waiting area for the flight. And I sat down. I popped open another flap of the bag and was happy to confirm that he had missed my backup cigar cutter. And this is what it looks like. I mean, obviously, it's very dangerous. I mean, it might be that the TSA thought I would break into the cockpit and circumcise the pilot. Otherwise, I don't know what you could do with something like this. Now, shortly after that flight, news leaked out that TSA has a secret watch list for troublesome travelers, including anyone who makes challenges to the safe and effective completion of screening. Anyone who's even loitered next to a checkpoint could make that list. And so could any woman who pushes a TSA screener's hands away from her breast when she's squeezing her. The ACLU said that that list allows TSA to blacklist people and punish them for asserting their rights. Shock. The TSA would do that? Folks, if I haven't made that list, it wasn't for lack of trying. TSA is one of the biggest follies in the war on terror. We don't need federal agents grabbing crotches at the airports to make us safe. Abolish the TSA and privatize airport security. This is Jim Bovard. Thanks for watching.